An arrest in Pennsylvania. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. A teenager is in custody following a fatal shooting in Philadelphia. An off-duty police officer with Temple University was killed.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said it happened Saturday night around 7 near the Philadelphia campus as the officer was trying to intervene in a carjacking near 18th Street and Montgomery Avenue. The wounded officer was taken to Temple University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead.
Fox's Ted Livner, the suspect identified as 18-year-old Miles Pfeffer. It's been almost 1 year, and the fighting between Russia and Ukraine is showing no signs of letting up.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham believes it's time to start training Ukraine fighters on F-16 jets so they can be used in battle. The senator also stressed on ABC's This Week he sides with Vice President Kamala Harris, who in Germany called out Russia for its actions in Ukraine.
How can you say that, and she is correct, and not give the victim of the crime against humanity the defensive weapons they need to stop the crime?
Senator Graham says he believes the training decision is imminent and the Senate will back it.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Tomorrow, President Biden will travel to Poland to reaffirm U.S. support for Ukraine. He'll meet with his Polish counterpart and some NATO allies from Eastern Europe. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is overseas. Yesterday, while in Germany, he sat down with China's top diplomat. The two men talked about the spy balloon.
The balloon attempted to surveil very critical, important military installations. We protected the sensitive information that it was trying to surveil.
Secretary Blinken says China has not apologized. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Americans need options. So says former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who's running for president.
Why not me? You know, I am the wife of a combat veteran. I'm a mother of two children, one who's getting married, and I see how hard it is for her to look at buying a home. One that's in college, and I see what he's dealing with woke education.
The Republican spoke to Fox News Sunday. President Biden has not yet announced a run for re-election. Another tech giant is putting a stop to remote work. At least 5 days of it.
The days of working on your couch in your sweatpants is over for Amazon employees, at least in part. Amazon CEO says workers have to be back in the office at least 3 days a week starting in May. The tech company was allowing individual managers to decide how often employees had to be in the office. Amazon says it's better for collaboration and company culture and to help out downtown areas where Amazon offices are located. Other big companies like Disney and Apple have been ordering workers back to the office, too, as the pandemic eases. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
Parents have something else to worry about.
Veronica Gill and her 11-year-old son Ryan were at a neighborhood Super Bowl party last week. When they got back home, she noticed her son was acting very strangely. He started zoning out at first, then his body began to shake. Ryan was rushed by ambulance to the ER. A CAT scan ruled out a brain tumor, but a urine test showed elevated levels of THC in the child's system. It turns out that the boy had ingested cannabis-laced gummy bears that he mistook for candy at the party. The number of calls to poison control centers over kids ingesting cannabis candies has skyrocketed in recent years.
Fox's Karen McHugh. Next hour, engines will rev. NASCAR kicks off its Cup Series with the Daytona 500. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.